What aspects of a man's characteristics do women find most appealing? Tall, dark and handsome, or this charming guy with witty humour? Men are placed under a lot of pressure to appear slick and cool, with the perfect opening statement and act as if they are never nervous, not knowing that you are completely unaware that she has already evaluated you in 10 different ways before you even begin to speak. Regardless of how fantastic your clothes or lines are, you may be unaware of the messages your body language sends, but she undoubtedly is. So, do you want to know what women notice first about a guy? If so, sit back, relax, and let's head in today's video. Like and subscribe. She notices your face. Let's be real, women are drawn to men who they find attractive, and the first thing that they usually see is the face. Depending on preferences, some women like men who are clean-shaved and some with a stubble. Keeping your face in a good shape shows that you take care of yourself. Are you required to have a very attractive face? I don't think so. Not everyone is born with the appearance of a celebrity star. The world would be overrun with single men if only women desired that. What you truly require are good grooming habits. You want to make a good impression on the ladies with your well-kept facial hair, whether it's short stubble or a full-grown beard. If you want to appear clean-shaved, make sure your face is free of post-shave bumps and red marks. It is important that you keep your skin clean and healthy. She notices your scent. You can be the best at everything else on the list, but none of it will matter if a woman doesn't like the way that you smell. I mean, what's the point? Ever wondered why girlfriends love to use their boyfriend's jackets or hoodies? Yes, that's the reason. They probably love the way that you smell. Most men use deodorant to keep their odor neutral, but why not go above and beyond and smell amazing? It is not a puzzle. According to studies, smelling good and wearing cologne increases your attractiveness to women. So if I were you, I'd make a point to wear an attractive scent on a regular basis. She notices your voice and the way you speak. For instance, you are taking up online classes and you feel lightheaded, but then hear a voice that kind of gives off butterflies. Now that you are fully awake and intrigued, women are most likely interested with men who have a good voice when talking and are particular with the way that you speak. Women are a bit judgy with the language you use. This time, you can't just throw money at the issue because even the pricier shoes won't make you a smooth talker. What will you do as a result? It's all about bettering yourself. Boost your knowledge and vocabulary. Set yourself apart from the guys who always speak as though they are at a football match. The next step is to read excellent books. You want to show women that you can relate to them and that there is no intellectual barrier separating you two, and that you could easily make a conversation because you both relate to each other. She notices your body language. Are your legs directing towards her? Are you facing her? Are you always looking down, or are you slouching because you are shy? Guys, women notice everything that your body does, and I'm sure you've heard of the phrase, actions speak louder than words, right? As enjoyable as it is to speak with the same interests, don't get so caught up and forget to pay attention to what your body language is communicating. Body language, like voice, has more influence than what you wear. Avoid making any hostile, unfavorable, or aggressive gestures that could catch a woman off guard. Now, according to a Princeton University study, postural expansiveness can make someone appear more attractive to others. This means that a woman is more likely to notice and find appealing a man who stands tall with an expanded chest, open palms, and a proud posture than one who is shrunken in, slumped down, or closed off. She looks at your manners. Don't appear too fidgety. I know you are nervous, but don't make it seem like it already. Just like your body language, she wants to know how you are as a person too. Girls are just too observant for men's well-being. When everyone else looks like you, how can you make yourself stand out? Make sure your greeting was amazing. This small action sets the tone for everything that follows. Give her a firm handshake, keep a steady gaze, and smile. Make it known to a woman that you are fully focused on her. Make sure you allocate some time to yourself to acknowledge her presence. Want to be aware of some bad manners to avoid? I got you. Stop using your phone and avoid other distractions. Put your phone in your pocket. Do not arrive late. Please turn up on time. Don't curse and use foul language. Let her speak and avoid interrupting all the time. She notices your humour. Yes, you may look attractive, but if you're no fun to be with, then goodbye. Never underestimate the power of a funny guy. This was backed up by a study published in the Journal of Personal Relationships, which found that women preferred men with a sense of humour for those long-term relationships. Men valued a woman's attractiveness far more than her capacity for amusement. Now, everyone admires someone who is open to displaying their silly, light-hearted side. And the ability to make someone laugh or smile is the ultimate sign of a sexy personality. So it's no surprise that women prefer men who enjoy a good laugh. She notices your hands. A man with filthy fingernails is an absolute no-no. I can assure you that no woman wants to talk to a man who can't even keep his nails neat. She will also notice the length of your nails, and if they are messy or too long for her to handle, well, she will become concerned. Yes, we know that women have long nails, and it may appear that they have double standards, but if we use traditional, old-fashioned beauty standards, women typically prefer men with neat, short nails. Women frequently examine your hands and pay close attention to the gestures that you make with them. So, maintain clean hands and avoid making too many gestures with them. It's kind of annoying and might be a little bit too distracting. She notices the way you dress. Women pay attention to what you wear, but they pay more attention to how you style whatever you are wearing. If you are unattractive in your attire, people will notice. When I say bad, to be fair, I don't just mean that something is worn improperly or that it's dirty. Make sure that you carry the outfit with confidence no matter what style it is. Also, make sure that this, whatever you're wearing, is comfortable for you. You can't carry something with confidence if you're not comfortable with it in the first place. She notices your height. Majority of women, if not all, are attracted to someone taller than them. You should be able to carry it well regardless of your height, whether you are tall or short. Don't slouch if you are short, and don't be shy around tall women if you are tall. Sometimes your height is the first thing they may notice, and unconsciously, they've already created cute scenarios in their silly little heads. Sorry, girls. She judges you with your personality. Every woman you encounter will reassess your overall personality, and not just when you first meet her. The way you treat the waiter, the janitor, how you are with kids, how you handle arguments. Opinions are constantly being formed, so how you act, communicate, dress, choose your shoes, carry yourself, and interact with others all matter constantly. It's really down to the smallest details that women notice from a physical guy. It is not always the looks, if that's what you're thinking, but it does have a large impact too. So find your balance. Don't hesitate to share your thoughts below, like, comment, share, and I'll see you in the next video.